6 minutes past seven, and it is this time on a Monday morning. We chat to our very good friends from the YMCA. It is Barry Harrison. Good morning to you.
G'day, 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 guys. How are we?
We're good. Yeah,
excellent now.
Excellent now. Is that, was now there an issue
arrived.
Before?
No. Just that you've arrived. You're in our presence.
Oh, look, I appreciate being in the presence of such esteemed people. look, author, singer, radio personality,
yeah,
community worker.
Oh.
Does she do everything, Daz?
I was just waiting for my build-up, but it's all the accolades go to Cindy.
So there's Cindy, this marvellous person, there's Daz.
There's Daz.
That's pretty much it.
Standing in the shadows is the number five.
We all know where we sit.
Number totally. Five, Daz. That's okay. We'll up your ranking as the weeks go by. We'll see how we go.
Sure you will.
Do you know, now you've been speaking about the Helix ranking.
Yes.
Points.
Yes.
Now, is one good or is five good? I couldn't quite... Understand.
Didn't come up in the conversation or the article that I had read. You'd imagine that perhaps five would be or one could be the highest ranking,
the
nastiness. If you're a nasty person, you're a Helix one.
You're one, right? So let me tell you about the Casey Race score, which has just been introduced. Cindy, you may not have heard this because Casey Ark doesn't have it, but they've just introduced it this week. It's called the Daz score.
How does it work?
Well, it's 1 to 10. Ten are those members that we love and cherish and provide feedback, and one's Daz.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling I'll sitting right down this.
No, in all seriousness,
yes.
Daz has joined at Casey Race. Is that right, Daz?
I love being a member over there. It's fantastic. Couldn't have thought of a better place I could have continued my fitness journey. Very well looked after over there.
Fantastic.
Girls were fantastic when I came through, so thanks very much for putting me in contact with the membership team. Signed up, organised, getting in there, got my little wristband on, which looked kind of cool when I walk in there swan around the place. And to get on the treadmills up in the workout area is fantastic. I love it. What a great way to start the day.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? That's great. And I think it was Kate, was it, that looked
Kate,
after you to sign you up and organise everything?
It was fantastic.
Right. Gave you a little RFID band, so you just scan it to walk in.
Very VIP.
You'd have one too, Cindy?
One. Yeah, I've got one. Yes, I have. Yeah. You are one of the cool kids now.
I believe so.
Well, that's as long as you believe so, that is what's
exactly
going on.
Right.
The facilities are just so good there, and I love being able to work out on the treadmill and just overlook, see the pool, and people are getting in the pool really early in the morning and doing their laps and getting active. There's a lot of people around the place very early in the morning.
Oh, look, it is. It's amazing how popular 5:30 in the morning is, Cindy. Is that right?
I love 5:30. I do. I'm a morning person, but Tuesday to Friday, I am at the door with my bestie, Denny. We stand at the front door, the same people there standing with us every morning, and it is so nice. Like, we recognise each other now. Good morning, how are you? Great, great. Like, do their thing, we do our thing, and it's just fantastic.
Now, speaking of health clubs and being there at 5:30, I'm not sure this guy's ever there at 5:30. Never seen him at Casey Ark, but we've got Mo along as well. Mo's a regular.
Hey, Mo, good morning.
Hey, I just want to put out there, I've done my time.
You've done
it. I've earned it.
You've done your 5:30.
Mate, that's exactly the right response. Don't worry about that.
That is great. Welcome back. We've had you on the show before.
Yeah, great to be back.
It's really nice
excited.
To have you. So we don't see you at 5:30 in the morning because I'm actually glad. I don't want you watching me run on that treadmill.
So Mo's got staff that he organises to come in, a bit like at Casey Race, where Jane's in charge of the health club. You might not have met Jane, I'm not sure.
Jane's
but
awesome,
she's certainly
does.
Got some people there to look after you there at 5:30 in the morning when you get in there, Daz.
So what's the official role of you, Mo?
Health club coordinator.
Okay, so what does that look like? What does your day-to-day look like?
Well, day-to-day? It's overseeing all the staff in the health club and organising programs and especially overseeing group fitness as well. We have a group fitness team leader, which I work with all the programs that we run over there, and even stuff to do with community engagement as well. I get to work alongside Tori and all that sort of stuff to do some exciting events.
That's the exciting part about what you guys do, very similar to what Casey try and accomplish on a regular basis, being in touch with the community, which is very,
absolutely.
Very important. It's not just like a general or a general business or a fitness business that is sitting there to provide a service, which is fine that the likes of the Snaps of the world and the Jets do that sort of stuff, but putting back to the community is so critically important.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're all about, and that's what we love. Like, that's what sort of keeps us going, and we get excited about getting creative with what we can do with the community because they definitely eat it all up as well, and that's what we want to get more involved in, as we go on. And we got heaps of exciting events throughout this year as well.
Exciting events. Sorry, Baz. Yeah. What happened? Had to go on Saturday because big family day over there.
Yeah, look, great day. We had lots of people through, which was fantastic, lots of fun. We had some great activities happening at Casey Race. So I'm not sure of the exact numbers, to be perfectly honest, but certainly all the reports were everything went well, everyone enjoyed themselves, no real issues. So,
great.
Yeah, great day. And it's great to have those days where family can come down, enjoy themselves in a safe environment as well. Parents have to look after their own children around the water. The lifeguards are there just for an emergency. So all parents, when you do take your kids down, make sure you look after them. But in a family environment, I know as a parent, when I took my kids down to the pool, I used to love being in the water with them and playing with them and looking after them. And I think that's part of the experience
as well.
It's
the quality time that you need with your kids. It's great fun.
Absolutely. I used to love it. And, you know, they'd pretend to push me under and hold me under and try and drown me. Wait a minute. There's a little bit of a theme going there. But anyway, moving right along.
I was going to say moving right along. I want to talk to you, Mo, this morning about something that's happened to me over the last month or so. Yeah. It's called Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was lovely. There was champagne flowing. There was food everywhere. And let me tell you, I was on a scale to 1 to 5, 1 being the most piggish. I was 1. Had a great time. Put on a couple of kilos. Whoops. Yep.
It generally happens. Everyone sort of gets to enjoy Christmas. But, you know, with any sort of holiday period, whenever we get into holiday period, the biggest thing is we end up losing the routine that we created.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the biggest issue, is because we get to enjoy what we always want to enjoy, but then when it comes back into, oh no, I may have gone a little bit too far. But like, that's absolutely fine, because it's also great for your mentality. But now sort of coming back into it, it's all about reflecting on the routine that you used to have and attempting to build that again, because that's what's going to assist in terms of getting the results that you want. And especially with you, Cindy, like, you know, you've been working on it, like, especially last year, you know, you joined the gym and all that sort of stuff, and you've got trainers, and they've given you all the right advice, and you just have to start building that lifestyle again.
Yes.
And the great thing is you've got trainers and stuff around you, which is going to be able to give you the right advice in terms of exactly what you need to do step by step.
Yep.
And, you know, what I recommend to everyone to do is always sit down and think about what their goal is and why it's important, and then we start planning on how do we achieve it.
Do you know what's really funny? You've just said a sentence that's resonated instantly. What is your goal and why is it important? That's just key.
Yeah.
Does he listening? Oh, yeah. You're taking this in?
I'm in routine.
How much Christmas pudding did you have?
Lots.
Me too.
But I also read a very interesting article a few months back about not being too hard on yourself. And I think people tend to understand that they go through periods of time in the year when you might jump off a routine and you might get, not laziness, it's just a break of routine. So you might put on a little bit, but don't be too hard on yourself. There's always a way to come back and start all over again. And when Christmas and New Year's are so close together, and there's other things that happen through that time, you're going to be involved through work or through family of things that are going to mean you're going to be out of routine. So it just means you reset and start all over again, rather than saying getting yourself back into that again, rather than just parking it and not doing it again. So imagine if you stepped aside for the entire month of January, I would imagine it would be a lot harder to get back into a routine again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the biggest thing. Like, you know, once you take that break, you don't want it to be a negative going back, oh, I shouldn't have done this, shouldn't have done that. It's never about that. It's about you've had your time to, you know, sort of let loose a little bit, do all that sort of stuff. And once it's time to get serious again, that's what you do. You start, you get back into a routine. It's never you reflect and go, oh no, I shouldn't have done this, because that's bad mentality. And that negativity makes it really difficult to sort of start pushing into a positive direction. You sort of just accept that, yeah, that was my time to have a break and let loose. And that's absolutely fine. That's also great mentality. That's great for your mental health. And then as soon as you start refocusing, going, okay, now I want to get back into feeling a certain way, looking a certain way, all that sort of stuff, you start planning to do that.
What's the intake like, Baz, through January of gym memberships?
It's great. Yeah. It's obvious that people have that Christmas time. Boxing Day, it actually starts.
Oh, really?
Wow. A lot of people come in at Boxing Day, which is fantastic, because it's sort of that. Boxing, Christmas Day is a defining day, really, in the year. Everyone knows when it is, whether you celebrate Christmas for whatever reasons. But you have that day, you have then this new year period as well. But then we start, all right, as Mo said, what do I want to achieve? How am I going to achieve it? And as Mo said, because Mo is a very wise man, I know that for a fact, but it is about what are the goals that I want to set. And a lot of people, we want to lose a couple extra kgs, and that's cool, but I think we want to be healthier. We want to have a little bit more energy, and perhaps just live a little bit better lifestyle as well. And so it isn't about being the body beautiful, so to speak, because a lot of us are past that time. Mo isn't, but I think the rest of us can sort of talk about it. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Cindy.
Wow. Guess where Baz's helix score just went.
Way out the window. But so we do see a lot of people coming in from Boxing Day on. And because there are a lot of people coming in, we do always have a good deal for people at this time of year.
Okay. And also, you get to a stage of your life, I believe, and I certainly did, where I need to start thinking about the future, and you're not getting any younger. You're getting a little old, and you're feeling a little bit more, and you've got to start thinking about, I want to be around a little longer. When you have people in your life that you lose for whatever reasons at a too younger age, or you're getting into that age group where people start to get a little unwell, you want to put yourself in a position where you're going to be around a little longer. And so you start thinking about long-term health and what it means to you to be fitter and healthier and change your lifestyle.
Look, I think you do. Mo, how many times do you see people like that coming in? Probably, I'd say, after 40, you know, 50-year-olds.
Mm. Yeah, you'll be even surprised. Like, even, you know, people as in, like, the younger parents and stuff, they're starting to see their parents and stuff, you know, degenerate quite quickly. Mm. So they understand the importance of getting on the bandwagon as soon as possible, especially with, like, you know, joint pain, lower back pain, all that is quite relevant in our lifestyle nowadays. It's actually, you know, majority of the people, even if it is a physical looking goal, they still want that lifestyle healthiness aspect.
What was the room I went past when I come off the treadmill on the weekend? I went past, there was a room when there was people punching each other. Was that like couples therapy?
Like divorce club in funny, there I was going to suggest that you and I go and do some boxing together.
Perfect. Can we do
that
right after the show?
For us. That would be fantastic.
Gloves for you, none for me. Gloves off.
Is that what we're going to do?
That's exactly what's happening. Well,
thank you so much, guys. We'll catch you again at the same time next week.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Extra Butter, Cindy and Daz on your Monday morning, 19 minutes past 7.